Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Members of the Dutchess County Legislature are calling for state and local ethics agencies to investigate County Executive Mark Molinaro regarding possible corruption in the county bidding process. 8 of the 11 Democratic County legislators signed a formal complaint which alleges Molinaro may have engaged in activities that amount to a violation of both the spirit and the letter of the local and state ethics law, in particular the Dutchess County Code of Ethics and Article 18 of the General Municipal Law. The complaint submitted to the County Board of Ethics says the State Attorney General's Office and the Joint Commission on Public Ethics this past weekend were signed by legislators Nick Page, Hannah Black, Joel Tyner, Christopher Munn, Francia Amparo, Gianco Livieras, Greg Rendelli, and Fritz Zernike. Molinaro, the Republican nominee for governor, has vehemently denied any allegations for pay for play, which were also made in recent television ads for Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo. Karen Lindquist has submitted her resignation as a member of the Lee H. Kellogg School Board of Education. In a letter to the board, she cited work and family obligations, not allowing enough time for her board duties. A search for her replacement will be conducted. Lindquist said she could stay on until the end of the year if needed. Dutchess County Clerk Brad Kendall has announced Passport Day, which will be held on Saturday, October 20th from 9 until 1 p.m. at the Dutchess County Clerk's Office on Market Street, the first floor in Poughkeepsie. Adults who are first-time applicants, children under the age of 16, or those needing a replacement for a lost, stolen, or damaged passport will be assisted on a first-come, first-served basis. Two men were arrested following residential burglaries in the town of Milan, New York, September 22nd through 27th, according to the Dutchess County Sheriff's Office. John Holt, 27, of Germantown, charged with second and third degree burglary, both felonies, and three misdemeanor counts of possession of stolen property. A 23-year-old Milan man faces three stolen property counts. Holt was arraigned in Milan Town Court on the burglary charges, according to police. He was released on the supervision of probation and due in Poughkeepsie Town Court October 23rd for the remaining charges. The second man was already in jail on a probation violation and is due back in Poughkeepsie Court also on October 23rd. A new literary festival is coming to Norfolk, Connecticut, founded by local culture lovers with support from the Norfolk Foundation. The inaugural session of the Haystack Book Festival will take place running from October 12th through the 14th. The weekend-long program will consist of five literary conversations among 10 writers, critics, and environmentalists that will be in attendance. It will also include a Norfolk Historical Society exhibit on one of the earliest publishers of paperback books in the United States. For more information, norfolkfoundation.net. Copaic Park's 14th annual Haunted House will happen the 12th and the 13th, 6 to 9 p.m., and October 19th and 20th from 6 to 9 p.m., with a hayride after the Haunted House, weather permitting. It will be held at the Copaic Park building on Mountain View Road in Copaic, New York. Lakeville Journal and the League of Women Voters of Litchfield County will once again co-sponsor a candidates' debate for those running for the state 64th House and 30th Senate districts. It'll be held at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, Room 133, at 6:30 on Friday, October 12th. The moderator of the debate will be Pat Donovan of Litchfield, a longtime member of the League, who's helped with previous debates held in the Northwest Corner. Lifeguard training program at Taconic Hills program. American Red Cross certification starts October 22nd, but the registration deadline is October 13th. Age requirement, you must be 15 or older. The program does have a cost. More information, taconichills.k12.ny.us/adult-ed. The South Berkshire Household Hazardous Waste Collaborative is once again teaming up with the Center for Ecotechnology, holding a paint and oil collection for 15 Berkshire County towns at the Great Barrington Recycling Center located at 601 Stockbridge Road, Saturday, October 13th from 9 until 1. You must pre-register online for the event. More information, 1-888-577-8448, extension 14. A Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day being held in Connecticut on Saturday the 13th from 9 till 2 at Torrington Street Department. Now, for the towns, well, it's Canaan, Cornwall, Litchfield, Norfolk, North Canaan, Salisbury, and Sharon, and Torrington. Registration is required. Contact your town or city hall to register. No medical waste, explosives, waste oil, or asbestos, or electronics. A big event coming up in Sharon, October 13th, the Sharon Fire Department Ellsworth Station celebrating their 50th year of service to the community. They'll be running it from 10 until 1 at the Ellsworth Station on Dunbar Road. Light refreshments and ice cream. There'll be hay rides. Also, fire prevention info, touch truck, and you can check out the firefighters' gear. Coming up on Saturday, October 13th from 9 to 4 at Mohawk Mountain, it's the Fall Festival Craft Show at Music Mountain with a craft show and fun activities like hay rides, face painting, pumpkin carving, painting, food trucks, and more. More information is available at 860-672-6100 on the web, mohawkmtn.com. Lobster and beef barbecue at the Ankrum Firehouse October 13th. Doors open at 2, dinner at 3. Tickets are $35 a person. There was a raffle. Doors open at 2 with hot dogs, hamburgers, sausage patties, and drinks available. Dinner is served around 3 p.m. Whole steamed lobster, one bag of steamed clams, barbecue roast beef, potato corn rolls, and drinks. Reservations 518-329-3430. Roast beef dinner held by the American Legion Post in Sharon at the Legion Hall in Sharon behind the firehouse on Saturday, October 13th, serving from 4 until 7 p.m. The price $12 for adults. Children under 10, $5, free under 5. Barbecued beef, mashed potatoes, gravy, salad bar, vegetable rolls, and dessert. It's all you can eat. Takeouts are available. Housatonic Child Care Center holding a wine and beer tasting and silent auction. Partnership with Salisbury Wines on Saturday, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Salisbury Town Grove. Light appetizers will be served. Silent auction items include gift certificates to local businesses and more. Tickets are $35 in advance, $40 at the door. For more information, 860-435-9694. The DM Hunt Library's 17th Annual Auction in the Village will be held October 13th, 5 till 8 p.m. at the Center on Main, 103 Main Street. It's the major fundraiser, providing 15% of its annual operating budget. This year's top prize in the live auction, which starts at 7:15, is a week stay at a 5-bedroom stone farmhouse in the south of France, located in the Vaison-la-Romaine, a first-century Roman town. The house provides easy access to rich medieval and modern sites. The next swing dance takes place on Saturday the 13th at Dewey Hall on 91 Main Street in Sheffield. The group One Straw Revolution will feature standards from the swing area. The doors open at 7. A dance lesson will also feature Jason Fenton's at 7:30. No partners necessary. The live music starts 1 hour later. A double elimination cornhole tournament at the Sharon Valley Tavern October 14th at 12 noon. Double elimination tournament number 2, $10 buy-in. There's a draw for teams, first and second prizes. The raid date will be Sunday the 21st. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 831.83 yesterday. It starts off today at 25,598.74. NASDAQ starts off today at 7422.05. It was down 315.97 yesterday. And the S&P 500 was down 94.66. They start today off at 2785.68. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.